Hi, I'm Susie Larson. Thanks so much for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. More on this topic is available on our website at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes this possible. Thank you. Do you do this every morning, Bob, I have to ask?
Yes.
You do.
So I leap out of bed.
Yay.
So it's just crazy in this process. And so I couldn't imagine. I've been getting mentoring advice and daily guidance every day. And the reason I do it every day is so, you know, it's not always at the exact same time and hour because there's some things. But like in the middle of the night, people have fears and problems. And so I have this little pad of paper I keep on the side of my bed, and it's, hey, things I'm going to talk to God about in the morning.
Awesome.
And so the thought comes in your mind, and then he says, yeah, write that down. That's good. Write that. Okay, now listen, that's not too hard for me. We'll talk about that tomorrow. Go back to sleep. You know, there's a sweet sleep that God wants you to have. And so in our worst moments, in our worst times, you know, listen, the peace of God that passes all understanding, you know, the joy, the insight, the wisdom, the power, the favor that we need, it only resides with God. And so the answer is, why would God say renew your mind daily if he only wanted you to do it on Sundays and Easter? Why would he say ask, seek, and knock if he didn't have something to say to us? Why would he say seek him first if he wanted you to do it seventh? No, God wants to talk. And it, one of my favorite thing quotes is right off the bat in Numbers 11:17, I will come down and speak with you. In Proverbs 1:23, listen, if you'd have heard my rebuke, I would have shared all my thoughts and all my counsel. There's over 100 quotes all throughout the Bible, all trying to tell you that you matter, and I need to have a dialogue so that I can share with you some things I need for you to do today because I've got your back on the others. So I need to relate it to things people can relate to. So if you and I are friends, we speak on a frequency. We're already speaking on that. The answer is we hear it because we're at a high level thought right now of doing something great for the kingdom. But we'd have to meet frequently if we were friends. The more time you are who you associate with, you sit and talk to God every day. Wouldn't that be amazing? Listen, God does more than just listen. He has plans. He wants to talk to you, shed light on things that he has to do, but he has to have you stop and listen. You have to honor him by acknowledging he's actually there. And if I'm acknowledging that the King of Kings is in my house, can you imagine tabernacling and letting the presence of God come into your house and what it's going to do to change your whole house? I mean, it's going to have an impact, but I hear him clearly. That's our goal.
Thank you so much for listening. Your support makes this podcast possible. Information is available up on our website at myfaithradio.com.